Howdy fans, Making A Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making A Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Meesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got my flip on, stomped and couldn't win it. Still I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won't. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. Monday morning, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs, welcome to another Making Eight Morning Show right here on MakingEightRodeo.com. And we are kicking things off on a Monday morning. I've got to tell you, what a fantastic weekend we have had down here in Texas. And we're still here in Texas. And we'll get into explaining why and what is happening with us down here this morning. But wow, I'll tell you what, first off, this weekend was just fantastic. Headed to Woodville, Texas with the Making Eight Rodeo crew. And I've got to thank, of course, Frankie. And, you know, we've had Katie Bartlett with us with True Cowboy Radio. And, man, she is doing such a fantastic job. And we're just really fortunate and blessed to have her here with us, as she's been able to commentate and get some great interviews going on. And we had Rob Smets down here with us in Woodville and really enjoyed it. This has been something that, you know, we've really looked forward to and wanted to bring you fans. And I know that you guys were tuned in and we really appreciate that. And you know, we're glad that we're able to bring you so much bull riding and rodeo action. So, you know, we left Woodville, Texas yesterday morning and we packed up. We are set to re-air that show. So if you actually missed the live broadcast there Saturday night, we are going to be re-airing it. It was supposed to be tonight. However, because we are still in Texas, we are going to re-air it tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central Time, so you fans can tune in. We also look to have some of the riders that were there in Woodville also with us, so you guys can sit back and chat and talk with those guys. But the reason why is because we are still here in Texas. Now, we got an invite to come up, and really, you know, this is a really unique opportunity to bring our families together and sit back and, you know, really fellowship and just learn and spend time with somebody who's so inspirational to me, you know. And it's funny because we actually share the same first name. And, you know, I had an opportunity to meet our guest here for today's show, and that is believe it was 1997 world champion bull rider in Scott Mendez. And I know a lot of you all may know Tony Mendez, who also rides on PBR, is qualified for the Wrangler National Finals as well as the PBR Finals. Scott Mendez is here with us and has invited us to come out here to his ranch and spend yesterday and today. And we've had just a great opportunity in sharing where we are at with Making A Rodeo Network and with Western Harvest Ministries, and we're going to talk a lot about that. So, Scott, it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Making A Morning Show.
You bet, Scott. Thank you very much. It's been a blessing having you and your family here, and I'm excited for what we're going to be sharing today on the radio.
Absolutely. Now, this is a really, you know, just a unique opportunity for us to come together. We had the opportunity to meet at the PBR World Finals. You were out there for the Heroes and Legends reunion. And, you know, I actually picked you and Rob up from the golf course. And, you know, just hitting them all day long. But, you know, we had an opportunity to make that initial contact. And, you know, I know that you've been following along with some of the things that we're doing here at Making Eight Rodeo Network, and you've also shared with us some of the things that you have going on, and we look forward to really talking about those here on today's show. But before we do, we're going to get into talking a little bit about your bull riding career and how you got started in the rodeo and in the bull riding industry.
You bet, Scott. Well, just like most of these guys that are going on tour today, I was really blessed and fortunate to, you know, grow up on a ranch, and just like anybody, had dreams and aspirations and goals. I am very thankful, however, that now that I am retired from professional bull riding, that I was able to accomplish, you know, pretty much everything I put my heart and mind to, by the grace of God, obviously. But yeah, I rode my first calf at 5 years old next to a Brandon Fire in California, the ranch that I grew up on with my dad. My dad ran a horse sale out there and was involved with many partners in the roping and, you know, different aspects of the sport. So getting on that first calf, I had no idea what God wanted to do. I ran pretty recklessly like anybody through my high school years, you know, winning state championships in Nevada and high school finals, and of course watching heroes like Lane and Tough and all those guys, you know, and to be able to be around those guys in my rookie part of my career was awesome. So I just think what you're doing is great, and you know, my career is behind me now, and I've got other things going on, but I learned a lot, and I think that God was just getting ready to prepare me for other things.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's funny how things will just, you know, happen, you know, when good things are happening. But, you know, of course, us here at the Making Eight Morning Show, we've kind of learned to deal with that. So I know you fans are out there tuning in, and we appreciate it. Sorry about the technical difficulties there. But, hey, we're back, and Scott was just, you know, explaining some of the things that he is leading into and some of the directions he's had with his, you know, with his bull riding career. And although that's over, you're still a huge asset, I guess you could say, to the sport and making an impact. And that's something that we also had wanted to do with Making It Rodeo Network. You know, although my career was short and basically, it, you know, was based in the Southeast, we wanted to make an impact in the sport. And that's, you know, that's kind of what we're doing here today.
Yeah, you know, anything that's going to enhance and build the sport of rodeo is a great thing, which is what you guys are doing. And, you know, let's face it, anybody that gets on bulls, whether it's a junior rodeo, high school rodeo, college rodeo, pro rodeo, the very elite of the PBR or the CBR, any of those events, you know, we all do the same thing. There's a common thread, and we know what it takes. And so, obviously, it's good to be at the top of your game. And bull riding is very humbling. You know, you're going to have to work day in and day out, and I think that's something that this younger generation, you know, needs to realize. A lot of guys have helped. I know you've talked with Clint and all these other guys as well, and I'm kind of in that same class. It takes endless hours of imagining where you want to be and be willing to sacrifice what it takes to get there. And, you know, the bull riding today at that level, the level that it's at, is at a very high pace. And so hats off to the guys that are riding currently, and hats off to the group of guys I was fortunate to be around that, you know, helped it to get to where it is today.
You know, and that's a really interesting piece. Now, you've been multiple times to Wrangler National Finals. I know that you were also, I believe, runner-up for Rookie of the Year when you first started on tour. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that would have been back. My rookie year was in 1988. David Berry actually won Rookie of the Year that year. I came in second. But I had a choice. You know, when I filled my permit, I could have waited to buy it the following year. And what was burning in my heart was, you know, get to the finals and start to work towards my goals. I didn't really want to hang around. And I remember Alan Jordan and I talking about that out there at LaFuse. And you know, it's just one of those things. Why do you ride bulls? You know, he asked me, if you ride bulls for accomplishments, then – you know, hang around and wait for that next year. But really, after I graduated high school, I wanted to go. I went to college and practiced one day in Susanville, California. You know, I was able to ride everything they had in the practice pen, and that type of rodeo was not something that I wanted to wait for. So, man, I jumped right out there, and the first pro rodeo I went to after filling my permit, you know, Lane won first, Clint Bronger won second, and I won third. And I thought, man, this is great, you know. But obviously, for the next 10, 15 years to come, there was a lot of proving that had to be done. And so, you know, yeah, I didn't want the rookie as bad as I wanted to get to the finals as young as I could. And, of course, I was able to do that later.
Well, that's, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, those two guys that you just mentioned, you know, Lane Frost and Clint Bronger, that's, man, that's some pretty good talent there to be associated with. And you have been blessed and fortunate enough to be able to travel and be around a lot of those guys. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was around Lane, you know, my rookie year, and got to be with him a few times, and that was a very unfortunate and tragic thing that happened, and, you know, that still to this day kind of affects all of us in different ways. Lane was a lot closer to the boys down here in Texas. I was from the Wilderness Circuit in Reno, and he had strong roots and grew up around Vernal, Utah, so I still knew a piece of the family there, and today I work with Clyde and Elsie in distributing their Bibles for Lane and her videos and so forth. And even, in fact, some motion pictures coming down the pipe. So, you know, as a hero and a role model, there's just a lot of honor and respect there. And any time that we can talk about them and remember what they stood for is incredible. And so the younger guys might not have been around them, but they know what they did and how they rode. And thank God for video film. You know, you can go back and look at that and see how well they rode and what they stood for.
You know, and I know that the heroes and legends this year that are at the PBR World Finals, you were able to kind of minister and maybe kind of show some of these younger bull riders, you know, what things are like out there and be able to fellowship with them and talk about and share some stories. How did that go?
I'm only laughing because I'm sure that me and Rob didn't minister to them on the golf course, how to stay out of a sand trap. But, no, it was good. I think, you know, reuniting a bunch of guys together and just kind of see where we're at. And, you know, obviously when you're not rodeoing, you kind of lose that camaraderie a lot. People get into their normal work life and families and so forth. But just seeing those guys again striked up a lot of old memories. And you know, the ministry part of it, I think, was just being able to be there with them and spend some time. So time really flew. You're only there a couple of days, and hopefully we can get together again.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, let's talk about when you decided, what made you decide to hang up your bull rope, and, you know, what have you done since then? What are some things that have developed and, you know, the directions that you've led?
Well, you know, when I was riding, just like anybody, there's a lot of defining moments in my life, I guess you could say. Obviously, one of them was when my best friend was killed, Brant Thurman, at the National Finals. You know, I was next guy to ride, me and Adriano and just a handful of us left for a gold buckle that day. And many have heard my testimony. If not, you know, let us know. We could get it to you. But that really opened my eyes to realize that maybe I wasn't as invincible as I thought. And, of course, I was just having to ride for a gold buckle. I fell off that day in 1 second. And that's close, but not good enough. Nobody wants to live with a reserve championship. But that day, it really changed my heart. I think that God touched me and showed me that if I would use the breath that I had in my body to do something with life for him and take my mind off of me a little bit, that he could bless me. And obviously in 97, he did that. But, you know, riding bulls is really a lifestyle. It's a way of life. And growing up around it, you know, what a blessing. I think I look back now and I just think about the friends and the traveling and the things that we've been able to accomplish has been great. But and the reason I was explaining that, because I used to have this little saying, I said I had spurring with Jesus on my shafts and my rigging bag. Well, that really wasn't incorporated into like a 501c3 or anything. It was just kind of a statement. But people kind of knew me and my wife that God had touched our hearts and that we were involved in ministry and wanted to be. And so that was the first name of our ministry, Spurn with Jesus. Today it's an outreach that we connect with the other bull riders, kind of a Christian fan club where we can get them Bibles and discipleship material. So we still have that, and that will always be close to our heart. But in 2003, we incorporated and had some people rally around us, and we became Western Harvest Ministry. And from 2003 until today, we have grown, and the Lord has just used the ministry to reach a lot of people through Christian television, through some of our training camps. We formed a Christian bull riding league called Conquering the Beast Pro Bull Riding League. And it's just been real exciting the way we've tried to format them and focus on the family and just keep it clean and fun and healthy. And, man, we've really been blessed to be a part of all that.
Well, you started, you know, you see, you talk about Conquering the Beast. You guys also have Conquering the Beast training camps, and those were what originally started, where you guys can get out and travel and teach some of these young kids. Can you share with us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, I was doing some schools even before I won the world. You know, as you get a little bit older, you've got guys all around you in the practice pen. If you know a little bit more than they do, the right thing to do is to share with them, you know, how to be safe and how to fundamentally ride sound. So, you know, we did that, and then, of course, winning the average, winning the NFR, and making the finals and everything, and I just felt it really strong that I would try to give more of my time, at least a percentage of my time, to do these camps. And I started doing these camps, and I realized, you know, I can teach these guys how to ride bulls pretty easy within a day, but sometimes it takes 2 or 3 days in the course of a 3-day clinic to try to share with these guys the whole platform of what being a bull riding is all about. And that's really why we have our headquarters here in Weatherford, is to be able to facilitate that. I still do national camps across the country, but I enjoy working with young men. A lot of these guys, you know, they don't have father figures. They maybe don't understand the honor and the respect that I was talking about earlier. And you take them in and you begin to show them what they want, which is bull riding, but you give them a little bit more about who they are as a person, work with them in their media appearances and things like that, sports nutrition, and then you kind of get a whole package, because I'm confident that bull riding is a real short-run thing. I think you could hear that from any of us, and it could be done. I mean, we've got friends that are crippled in wheelchairs. We've got friends that have been killed. We've got guys that are, you know, in jail. There's all kinds of stuff. But we just want to make sure that as they get out there and they start their career, that they're going to do things from a solid platform and know who they are.
So you guys are really setting a tone and building a foundation, and that's just like anything that you want to build and structure, whether it be a bull rider's career or anything, you have to build that solid foundation for it to be able to withstand some of the storms that may come across your path in life, you know, and that's really strong, and I think we need a lot more of that out here, you know. But these outreaches that you have developed are just fantastic. I like I said, I've done a lot of research, and I've got a lot more material now, being that we've had the opportunity to come down here to your ranch. Let's talk about the facility that you have here, what you have now, and some of the things that you're working on here.
Well, we're doing really good here as far as, you know, time and the finances we have available and so forth. We're trying to partner with Weatherford and Springtown and Decatur, Fort Worth area, be close to the Metroplex. You know, and what we have left to do is put up our lights. We've got a small bunkhouse and a few buildings here to facilitate our chapel and everything that you would want to do in a, you know, say a Christian rodeo academy. We can do that here, and we do have some dates that are coming down the pipe. I still maintain a national schedule as well, so administratively it's challenging sometimes, but we're definitely going to be able to shoot people to our websites and get some more information.
And that is great. What is the website for some of our fans that are out here that may want to go and find out more information about it?
Well, you could definitely just go to westernharvestministries.com. And for those of you in the rodeo world, you could actually pull up conqueringthebeast.com, scottmendes.com. Those all go to the same place, but and we're developing each one. But that'll give you a lot of information about our heart and what we feel that God is going to, you know, do with this ministry in years to come.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's funny because you and I have been able to really do a lot of fellowshipping and share stories and just spend some time out here. We had the kids out here. What did you think, and I know that you have some stories to tell about it, but what did you think when you saw this RV pull up yesterday afternoon and a bunch of the kids and the whole family come stepping out of it? You've actually experienced a little bit of that yourself, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My wife and I, we had there at 1 year of my career, we had an RV, and my youngest son was born, Caden, and just brought back some memories, you know, just town to town and having everything you need and trying to duck the expense of a hotel and just try to, you know, have all your personal items to where you're more comfortable. And it is a blessing. I saw how happy you were to have your family with you and some of your ministry partners and so forth that were helping you. So, yeah, it brought back a lot of memories, and the travel and the lifestyle of a cowboy is, you know, a part of the game. And I've seen a few guys not enjoy that, and I think it cost them from winning a lot of accomplishments, you know, titles and different things in their career. So you want to be comfortable on the road. You looked comfortable yesterday.
We did look comfortable, but I've got to tell you, it was really nice to be able to step out of that little RV with, you know, the whole family, and I believe there's 6 or 7 of us, the dog and everything, and we kind of stretched out, got to take a nice shower this morning in the bunkhouse and, you know, kind of stretch our legs a little bit. So it's real accommodating, and you do that for, you know, not just somebody like myself, but for some of these bull riders that are passing through may need to stop and maybe get some good rest, maybe kind of get their mind focused if they're struggling. You guys offer that, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you have a horse or something like that, we'd be able to have some guys stay with us with a horse and a team of horses and drivers and be able to come from Denver going to Fort Worth and use our full-size arena and maybe rope some steers and go to the performance that night. So it's just incredible. Again, it all goes back to that lifestyle and those relationships. And we're definitely here. We've been able to help some guys that have come to the ranch, you know, just looking for a place to grow and find out questions in life. And so, you know, there's days where we look like a boys' ranch, and there's other days where we look like a Christian rodeo academy that we have aspects of, too. So the facility and the film room, you've seen all that. It's definitely growing and very exciting.
It is. I was extremely impressed. I can't believe that so much of this is out there. And you know, we look to be a part of this. I'm really excited about just having any kind of opportunity that we can to help promote what is happening here in Weatherford, Texas, with the Western Harvest Ministries. Let's go back and talk a little bit about Conquering the Beast and the events that you have with the association. You guys have put on some rodeo or some bull riding events. Can we talk a little bit about some of those events that you have done and where they've been, where we can maybe, you know, hopefully see a lot more of them down the road?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we did them. I did a couple of them when I had my office in the stockyards after I won the world, like back in 1998. We did a few, and they were just cold turkey out of the box, wanted to produce. We had a heart for God, and they were good events. We backed off of that. I continued to ride bulls. I didn't retire until 2005. But in February this year, we put on a little event down in Austin, Texas, to raise some money for the people that had some trouble with being able to bring hay into the state of Texas and the fire victims and so forth. So that was good. That was our last production, was February of this year. But prior to that, a year and a half ago, we did probably 8 to 10 different cities. We went to Tulsa, Memphis, DuQuoin, Illinois. We had a 2-day finals at Will Rogers Coliseum. And, you know, it was real interesting how we did that. We did them by faith. We did them on trust with our ministry partners. And we had some great production, got some good film footage that we're going to be using and kind of releasing now just to show some of the families and the riders the concept of what we were trying to do and give those young men a place to begin their careers. And it's been real exciting, and I'm looking forward to people to be able to review that and understand how we do them and why we do them.
Absolutely. And, you know, you all also bring in a lot of talent outside of the bull riding ministry or out of the bull riding realm to minister to a lot of these young bull riders and the fans that are out there at these events. Am I right?
Yeah, what we tried to do, like I said earlier, is focus on the family and how to build them. I've watched rodeo over the years because of the travel and the lifestyle and the exposure and the fame and success, all those things. Kind of, you know, really damage the family a lot. So what we've done is we've put a 2-hour program together where we have a 40-man bull riding, depending on where we're at in the time allotted. But we usually have a special speaker. We have other groups like the Power Team come in, guys that you've seen probably at churches, you know, breaking bats and ripping phone books and stuff. But they really have an evangelistic heart, and they're there to minister to the youth and the community. And, of course, we have top-notch singers and entertainers from the Christian world, as well as just some good groups. And when you put that together in 2 hours, you can pretty much see it's a great time for the entire family.
Absolutely. And we've actually been able to see a little bit of the video footage here, and it's just really extraordinary what is happening at these bull riding events. And you all bring in such great talent. You also bring in some really good quality bulls, bulls that are rideable, but if you take it for granted, they will buck you off for sure. You know, and it doesn't matter what level you're at. I mean, there are bulls there that are for these guys to compete on. It's really exciting to watch.
Yeah, you know, you get those guys that's been to the finals and the PBR World Finals and so forth, and they come in as a young guy in their 20s, and they ride really good. And then you got some guys in the community that know how to ride really good, but maybe don't have their cards and can't really get into the system of their organization they desire. This is just a good little stepping stone in their career. We have a lot of media attention and, you know, helping them to carry themselves well. We'll have other champions. I know Matt Austin's come and did some devotions behind the chutes, judged. Guys I rodeoed with would be there. And it just seems to be a place where everybody's well accepted. The competition's on an even playing field, and it's a lot of fun. It's been exciting.
absolutely. Well, you know, we're about halfway into our show right now, and we've got some fans that are tuned in, and I've actually got a caller on the line. One of them I believe you may know, and I know that he is also a pretty big supporter here of Western Harvest Ministry. So if it's all right with you, we're going to put him on the line. This guy has a tendency to talk just a little bit, so there's no better representative to talk than none other than five-time world champion Rob Smet. So, Rob, welcome to the Making Eight Morning Show.
Talk about a guy that likes to talk. What about the guy on the other end there, you?
Well, there's two Scotts here, so you're in trouble this morning.
So yeah, I am. I know that. You know, the great thing that Scott's doing is what he's talking about is getting these guys prepared. You know, so many guys have the misconception that winning is going to solve their problems. But if you don't have a good foundation before you go to winning, the only thing winning is going to create is more opportunities to make bigger and more mistakes.
Wow, very well said. So obviously you and Scott have worked together, so I'm going to let you guys kind of go back and forth and maybe talk a little about what he has going on and what you guys are doing together.
Well, one of the great things about being with Scott was early in my development as a Christian, he was my roommate. And Scott Mendez, you know, the great thing about Scott is there's no doubt his strength in the Lord and where he wants to be with him. And there were days that Scott would be testifying to me and putting the word into me that he would just wear me out, and I'd have to say, Scott, time out. I know what you're saying is right, but I got to go over here for a minute, take a break. I'll be right back. But we had a lot of fun, you know. And at the end of my career, the two biggest blessings of my career were Scott Mendez and Cody Custer, because those were my two roommates the last half of my career in the PBR, and a guy couldn't have any better roommates.
Well, I appreciate that, Rob. You're a good guy, and you're definitely got with your bullfighting style of being fearless and studying to know your role in that arena. Has blessed so many people. You would never even have to crack a scripture or your Bible open to show them really what God is, because I'm reminded of a scripture when I think about Rob Smet that says, no greater friend than one that would sacrifice his life. And I just thank you for stepping in there and getting them big brindles out of my back pocket several times.
Well, but fortunately, most of them several times was getting them out of your back pocket after you'd already kicked holes in him a little bit and had him a little bit mad because you rode him.
So instead of the old saying in the world, it takes two to tango, it actually takes three when it's Rob and Scott and Brindle.
There you go. So where's the next event?
Well, we got a couple scheduled right now that are tentative. We've got one over there just outside of Birmingham, Alabama. There's been one that's kind of long coming up in Montana just outside of Butte. And then also we're planning on doing some here in the Weatherford area as well. We've got good relationships with Glen Rose, Decatur, right around this side. It looks like it might be either a late summer series or an early fall, two or three in the same month.
Oh, that'll be good.
So, well, Rob, I have to ask you, you were just mentioning that two of the greatest guys that have, you know, kind of helped you in your path and your relationship with God has been Scott and Cody Custer. You look up to these guys, but they also look up to you. Now, I've got to ask you a question. Who is the one that looks up to who when it comes to the golf course? Is it you? Because Scott's over here telling me stories that, you know, that he's the one that had to help you with your golf swing.
Buddy, there's one thing I'll never claim is to be a great golfer. So Scott definitely helped me, no doubt. I mean, I don't play much golf, and after that third broken neck, I'm really good at that banana ball because I don't finish my swing most of the time. That little joke that all my buddies like doing about tapping me on the shoulder, it's really created to where my follow through and it just doesn't work real good. But you know what? I will play. And I'm pretty sure
right.
I can beat you. And I'm pretty sure I can beat you, though, Misa.
Is that right? That sounds like a challenge to me, Rob. That certainly sounds like a challenge.
There it is.
Okay. Well, we'll work out the details on that and let the fans know. I have a feeling that there may be some golf tournaments coming up that you and I should both be a part of.
You just come on over here to Merkle America, and we'll play over here and get you a little bit of that West Texas wind to have to compete with, too.
Well, probably more than that, Rob. I don't know. He might be able to play golf a little bit, but I don't know if he can make a Rob Smith fake on that golf cart, huh?
we sure had a lot of fun at the Legends Tournament out there at the PBR Finals. And how great was it, Scott, to get to visit with a lot of old friends?
Oh, man, it was really good. We were talking about that earlier. It just, you know, there wasn't enough time to really get into it. It seemed like a couple of days went way too fast, and I'm looking forward to us all getting together again. You know, everybody's got so many memories and things that they're involved in their own vision in their life, and, man, that was really good. I'm glad they did that for us.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So are most of your deal is just based around youth bull rider, younger male bull riders, right?
Yeah, I think the key thing to remember, it's a stepping stone. We've had various ages come to our events. The main thing is we kind of had a group of guys there a couple years ago that were following us around. But it wasn't, you know, you could see Reese Cates there. You could see a number of guys there that were familiar names. And the best thing for them, if you rode really good, it was going to be a day off to visit with some guys in the community that really admired you. So it was a great mixture of opening it up. I remember all the way back at Reno when I was just getting ready to graduate high school at the Pro Rodeo. You remember that high school NST challenge deal where they'd let the high school guy get in?
Right.
Yeah, stuff like that. I think we need to keep doing that if we can to help our sport to grow, give some guys some opportunities to, you know, to prove themselves. You see so many young champions right now, and, you know, at that age of 17, 18, 19, they're ready to go. So it's exciting to be able to get a platform.
Right, and like you said, and the unfortunate part of that is we've got some great talent coming up through the ranks, but they've had no guidance, you know, with the unfortunately where our world is right now, it's pretty dysfunctional. There's a lot of guys that have come from broken up families and haven't had a lot of guidance, of fatherly guidance. I just got done reading a book, The Making of a Modern Day Knight, and though I have four daughters, I mean, once I started reading the book, I couldn't put it down, and it really got me excited about wanting to start doing some things and trying to get either, you know, fathers, a lot of father and son type stuff going so that we can start putting out some better young men.
Yeah, I've been explaining, Scott, as I gave him a tour here at the ranch about the fact that most of these guys that we see have never had a male figure in their life. And
right.
Mom's working a few jobs, and they just have too much time on their hand. Or if they come out and work around the ranch, they really don't have a working concept of livestock and, you know, how everything works on that setting. So you're exactly right. And the greatest picture of that is all, as you know, Rob, is our relationship with God. He is the father of the fatherless. And I myself even had a dysfunctional upbringing. So being able to connect with him and then have the success to say, not only did I overcome that, but with God's help and blessings, I became able to attain the desires of my heart. But you had to delight yourself in him. And so, man, you just keep going up and down that road, loving your family and working with guys like Scott. Everything's going to be good.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. We just got done doing one down there in Woodville, Texas, and it was a pretty good time. Needed a little bit of a shoot, boss. What?
that we definitely did. But I'll tell you, I know, and I appreciate the comment you posted out there about us as we launched, you know, we just recently launched our new mascot, Bucky the Bull, and I know he was out there, he even made you smile, so we appreciate that compliment there on Facebook this morning.
Well, Bucky was good, and it was a lot of fun, and he put a lot of smiles on people's faces, so that's what it's about, you know, because what we tend to forget is it doesn't matter how good we are on our side of the fence, unless we have people in the stands and put on a good show for them, then we have nothing. It's
absolutely
not about
right.
us. It's not about us. It's about them.
You bet. You bet. Well, Rob, of course, it was always a pleasure to spend time with you down there. And I know that our family really enjoyed seeing you again. And, you know, we always feel like you're part of our family out there. And it was very entertaining. We had a great time. I look forward to the next one.
Well, we'll do it again. I just wanted to call and say good morning to you guys. I knew you were on. So, Scott, you guys holler at me later on. Have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you all later.
You bet, Rob. Thanks, buddy. I'll see you soon.
All right, bro. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Scott, I got to tell you, you know, and Rob really is, he's been such a huge asset to what we've had here. And, you know, you guys were just talking about that and being able to spend time working together. Obviously, you and Rob had roommated for a while. Cody Custer was also a big impact in Rob's life. And, you know, that's something that we've strived to do. And one thing that I've learned growing up is if you want to be successful, you've got to surround yourself with successful people. Well, you know, that's great in the rodeo business, but you've got to also find people that are successful in life, you know, not just successful in the rodeo arena. Just like you said, you know, I mean, anybody can go out and win a couple bull rides, but it's how you handle yourself and what you do with that is going to make you a champion.
Yeah, without a doubt, Scott. And it also takes some time. You know, that's the thing I think that's important as a good coach, as a mentor, as a friend, as a brother in Christ, is sometimes our job is to share light on the truth. And the truth is, like Rob said, you want to win. But the other side of that truth is, what are you willing to sacrifice to get there? And that's where, you know, you're going to find yourself at the hotel and working out and avoiding some of the partying that's going on and different things like that for social identity. And to be a part of that and to understand it, me and Rob, we didn't know that at first. We were just like anybody. I mean, you know, just trying to prove ourselves. And we had a lot of insecurities. And we look back now knowing who we are in Christ and say, wow, we were recklessly and fearlessly running across this country. And at any moment, we could have been taken out. You know, you heard Rob talk about 3 broken necks. I was pretty fortunate not to have that type of injuries. But, you know, I'd been stepped on and separated 6 ribs at once, and knee surgeries and broken fingers. And I mean, it's just stuff of being tough. This is a real tough sport. And again, so you've got to have trust and you've got to have some favor. And God is, you know, he loves people. And I think that's a misconception that God is up there, you know, waiting to condemn us and to beat us over the head if we sin. Well, there's a lot more to that. And these camps in the rodeo world is a great place for people to understand. You know, you love the lifestyle. God wants you to do it. Just do it in the right way. And, you know, if you hang around with everybody that's yes man around you, you're probably not going to be as successful as you can be, because there's only been one successful, and that was Jesus and what he's done for us. But what we've got to do, as you say, is have wise counsel around our life and to keep helping us and growing us up into that next person where we're doing things that we really couldn't even do it on our own. We need his help. And if we obediently follow him and humble ourselves to him, he's got great things in store for every one of your listeners this morning that are listening to this program. I don't know what God wants to do with your rodeo career, but I know what he wants to do with you and your family and your finances and every aspect of your life. He wants to be in control of that to help you be what he created you to be. And he already knows. We just have to come in agreement with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got about 20 minutes left in the show, and, you know, I'd like to kind of take a little short break, maybe catch our breath here just a little bit, but we've got a song and it actually came out really good this morning. It's just one that kind of really touched on me, and I want to throw it out there, but we actually just got word that Leon Coffey is in the hospital down in San Antonio, and you know, Leon has been such an asset, and he is a huge huge asset to the sport of rodeo and has done so many great things. So, you know, I want to wish him well and certainly send our prayers out to him. Am I right?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I just you told me about that this morning. We definitely want to pray and believe God to move on that situation, whatever it is. You talk about a guy that is very charismatic, and I mean an ambassador to the sport of rodeo. In my time a while back, I was related to Wilbur Plogger, and I think that Wilbur and Leon are a lot alike. I mean, they're kind of spitting image of being able to control that crowd and actually to be out there for Rob. Leon's job was in that barrel, and you got to be at the right mark at the right time. So we wish his family and everybody involved in that situation the very best.
Absolutely. Well, you know, normally on my Monday shows, I kind of throw out there a couple different songs, but this one here just kind of really stuck with me, and I'm going to throw it out there, and it's Prayer for a Friend, and this is something that, you know, even in the rodeo family, we are a true family out there, and we always look, you know, look out, and whether you're a fan or you know, an athlete, stock contractor, doesn't matter. We all take care of each other. We're concerned about each other, and we definitely are a huge family out here. So we're going to send a song out here. You guys stay tuned. You're listening to the Making Eight Morning Show here with live from Weatherford, Texas, here with Scott Mendez. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All that I know to do, I lift my friend to you. Complicated circumstances, clouded views, and Lord, I lift my friend up to you. I fear that
rodeo fans, maniacs, and buckaroos. Scott Mesick here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out making8rodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Full Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, the Making Eight Morning Show with yours truly. Also, check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have rodeo chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull, too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.making8rodeo.com.
Welcome back to the Making Eight Morning Show right here as we broadcast live from Weatherford, Texas, with world champion bull rider Scott Mendez. And Scott has been sharing with us a lot of where he's gone and, you know, some of the things that have helped him along the way with Western Harvest Ministries and where he's at right here in Weatherford. And, man, I'll tell you, if you know, we really want to open up and share with others really what this facility is like down there, Scott, because it's just so impressive. It's so accommodating for us. You know, like you were saying, as a rodeo family, for us to be able to pull in an RV and just kind of shake off a little bit for a night and really spend time with great friends and fellowship, and the kids had fun. And, you know, it's such a huge thing for us. I know that, you know, we were sitting out last night, and I said, you know, my kids are really, truly having the time of their lives out here. This is an opportunity for them that I'm sure they'll never forget as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's always good, you know, to have your family alongside you. And, you know, some of the things that we plan on doing here as a headquarters is, you know, at least once a month putting on an outreach event where we can bring local sponsors and people in the community out here and really just get together, watch a little tidbit of rodeo. We've got a full-size arena here we can rope and ride broncs, whatever we want to. So I'm excited to impact the community because I know sometimes our national ministries get overwhelming and we're gone all the time, but there's a need everywhere you look around. I know there's kids in high school and college here in Weatherford and Springtown and Decatur that, you know, really, really need to have that opportunity that Rob was talking about, to spend some time with some friendship mentoring going on. So I'm excited, and we're looking to partner with anybody that has a heart for building families and especially rodeo families.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the new things that you guys are also working on, things that are kind of all incorporated with Western Harvest Ministries, but you have started some new and exciting things that are going to really impact the rodeo community and the Western lifestyle community. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're real excited. It's separate from the ministry, other than the fact that a lot of the relationships that we work on today, we formed a company called Western Harvest Media. Man, we're going to enhance everything from music videos to motion pictures, many of which, as you know, and I've shown you, that we're working on. And it's exciting to have a group of fathers and family men that have credentials from all of their hard work, professional football, professional jockeys, bullfighters, you name it. We've got a whole list of entertainers and performers that have kind of been there, done that, and understand now to raise their family and to produce content that's valuable to some of these networks that are going forth. And that's what we want to do. We want to be able to provide, kind of restore the image of good versus evil in the Western films, and also provide some state-of-the-art things that are going to catch the attention of the teenagers. So, you know, if you're looking to do any type of media work, we're certainly building a great team of people around us.
Absolutely, and that is really impressive to see what, you know, some of the things that have happened with this new media group that you guys have put together. And, of course, Making 8 Rodeo Network, we are, in a sense, part of a media group here around rodeo. So we look forward to having an opportunity, and wherever we may be utilized, you know, wherever God opens up doors for us to be able to be a part of, we're really looking forward to that, Scott. This is an exciting venture that I think the rodeo community is going to be impacted by. You know, we see some of the newer Westerns that are out there. We see some of the new things that are happening. And, you know, it almost kind of turns your stomach to think that that's not what real cowboy life is all about, you know. So one thing that you guys are working on is kind of showing what true cowboy life, what true lifestyle in the Western community is all about. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's really important that we preserve, you know, what's happened. You know, you look back at some of the movies that were being produced. I mean, you can go back to the 20s and the 40s and the 60s and so forth. There was a lot of clean family content. Today, with the condition of our country and our society, as Rob touched on earlier, there's a real need to put God back in school, to put God back in film, to put husbands and wives back together, and they should be able to raise their children and not have so many situations where the family is torn apart. And I believe that through media and youth, and for the last several years I've been involved in Christian media and behind the scenes. I don't like to, you know, drop names and do a lot of stuff until things are really rolling and really good, but I can promise you that the group of guys that you've seen are going to work diligently night and day to build the family. I think that's important, and I'm thankful that God has placed my wife and my family involved in that, because we're only one instrument, you know, one club in the bag, if you will. So when we all work together, we can accomplish great things, and we're real open to see what projects we're going to be doing and how they're going to get done.
Absolutely, and, you know, like I said, our family here at Making 8 Rodeo Network, We're just excited about having that opportunity as well, just to be utilized in any way that we may be able to, whether it be, you know, reaching fans through, you know, our media productions, our Making Eight morning shows, whatever the case is. We're just really excited about it. I think that this is something that is meant to be, you know, that this is something that is set forth that we're going to be able to grow together. And I'm just really, you know, this is a overwhelming almost, you know, feeling that I've gotten at just being here, you know, and fellowshipping here the last day and a half.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, today and that's one of the reasons why the content has not followed up with the technology. There's some things coming down the pipe in technology that is going to connect a lot of people together. The American Cowboy has always had kind of an appeal to it that's international. And so I'm real excited about that. But, you know, with Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and live web streaming and the radio program we're on today, when you begin to put everybody that's listening and following you together with other organizations, very quickly you can have a platform. And I know your heart is to use this platform for God. That's our friendship. I'm excited to see and to learn more about the viewers, what they're wanting to see, and then being able to produce that for them. Is going to be very exciting and beneficial for all.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Scott, I've got to tell you, this has really been fantastic, and like I said, I can't thank you enough for inviting the family down, taking the time out, you know, to spend with us here and share with us what, you know, what is going on in your life, you know. I mean, there's one, you know, it takes one thing to be a world champion bull rider in the arena, you know, but it takes another to be a champion in life. And to me, I believe that we're successful just in who we've developed relationships with. And I believe that obviously our relationship with God is the utmost and most important. And that's what has led us in the directions that we've gone. And I know it has for you as well.
Yeah, and if I could say anything before we get ready to close here in a minute, you know, conquering the beast, that's kind of a visual of what we do in the arena, and people are drawn to that because, let's face it, not everybody has the courage and or the desire to get on a bull or even the, you know, rope steers in the arena or any other kind of lifestyle that's unfamiliar for what they're used to, and that's, you know, going to work every day. That's this country needs that too. But Conquering the Beast deals more with the struggle that every young person, every father, every mother may be confronted with when they get out of bed in the morning to say, am I living my life for me or am I going to live my life for God? And so behind the scenes of that Conquering the Beast trademark, there's a process in making decision. And I learned halfway through my career that, you know, if it's just about me, it's going to be unfulfilling and short ran. If it's about God and what He wants to do, it can be long-term and it can be successful, and I can have the things that make me truly happy and a better person. And my desire is to see everybody come to that knowledge. And how they come to it, I don't know that, but we're going to provide places where that environment is bred and that opportunity is presented. And that's what's exciting for me to know, too, that we can begin to help people. Because let's face it, we are all going through a tough economy. We're going through a tough society where, you know, if you stand for God, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be outcasted. But you know what? You keep standing for God and watch what He can do, because He's done it in my life, my family, our ministry. He's doing it in yours. And He's no respecter of a person. He can do that for any person on any given day. We just have to submit and trust.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Scott, like I said, thanks again for sharing this and inviting us down here to your ranch. Like I said, my family, I know that when I get home here this afternoon, they've already gotten a head start, but that's all we're going to hear about is how much fun that they have had here and just this time that we've been able to spend. Make sure to thank your wife, Angel Witt, for us as well, because she is fantastic. And I know, you know, myself personally, I look at it as, you know, behind every strong man is a stronger woman, you know, and I know that she has certainly been through a lot with you, and you guys have been able to share a lot, and just hearing her side of the story, too, has been really great.
Yeah, I love my family. Again, you know, that goes back to, you know, what we have been through. Ministry is tough, rodeo is tough, and so is every other occupation that you may choose to go, but the cool thing is God is just the cornerstone to be able to know that even with the highs and the lows and the wins and the losses, that you still love each other and that God wants to help you raise your family and be the Lord of all things in your life. It's been a true blessing. I love my family. We're going on 18 years of marriage. We homeschool our kids, and as you saw, they're healthy and happy and a big part. I'd love to see my oldest son, Caden, be involved. He's roped and ridden a little bit, but all of them can do what they believe that God wants them to do.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we're actually going to wrap up our show here today, folks, but I want to thank Scott Mendez. And obviously, where can they go to find out more about Western Harvest Ministries? Obviously, we just had thrown out the website earlier, but let's throw it out there one more time.
You bet. You can go to westernharvestministries.com or conqueringthebeast.com. And if you're interested in the media that's that we're working on, you can go to westernharvestmedia.com. Now, that site's still under construction, but it'll have some good content for you. And you can even drop us a line from either one of those sites or follow us on Facebook, Western Harvest YouTube. You got it, the whole list. But thank you, Scott, for your heart, for your program. I look forward to having you out to some of our events and seeing you in Vegas again, my brother.
Thank you very much, and you bet we will. Maybe next time we'll even have to pick up the golf clubs, and, hey, I'm going to have to teach Rob something a little bit. You know, it sounded like he was laying down a challenge here earlier this morning, so we'll certainly do it. But, Scott, we will certainly be in touch, and obviously, you know, we're not that far apart. I think, you know, Weatherford is going to be a place that we're going to be frequenting quite a bit. This facility is spectacular. So, fans, make sure to go check out Scott's websites and just see what is happening, you know, in this ministry and what is going on out here. I truly believe you are going to enjoy it. And, you know, this is something that everybody can be a part of, and I certainly encourage it. I think that we're on to something great here. So we will – obviously, we were going to do our re-air of the Woodville, Texas Bulls in the Woods series that was going to start tonight. We're going to push that back till tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central Time. And, of course, we'll be back on our radio shows Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock Central with the Morning Coffee Show with none other than Rob Smets, if we can catch him long enough to sit down with us. So, fans, I want to thank you guys for tuning in here today. And of course, like I said, Scott being on our show with us and inviting us down here to Weatherford. So you guys make sure to go check them out, check out the websites, and follow them on Facebook. And until tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central Time, you fans make sure to have a great day, and we will see you down the rodeo road.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Get in touch with God.